This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California, and its suburbs, friends. Interestingly enough, did anybody pay attention to what the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, were actually bringing forth concerning their media string just over the break? There's stores that are moving forward on gun legislation regardless. Man, that's absolutely amazing to me how that works. Because I'm still trying to find out when I search out concerning my God-given rights and the Bill of Rights. I'm trying to figure out where these people are deriving this authority to encroach upon my rights, to infringe upon my God-given rights, because I can't find it. We are literally living out in the present what our forefathers had to deal with when it comes to tyranny in every form, in every fashion. We are seeing tyranny over the last 60 years in this country stick its ugly head up time and time again. And it's time that we take it off lawfully. It really is. We're hearing of stores now passing laws that haven't been passed to go ahead and jack up the age to 21 years old before anybody can buy a gun. Hey, folks, do you realize that you are literally being accused? You law-abiding citizens, do you realize that you're being accused of the crimes that are being committed by criminals? I mean, it's nothing new. I mean, you go back to September 11th, you realize that when TSA, which is a pretended authority, which violates the Fourth Amendment every time you get on an airplane, you go through their screen check, which, by the way, those scanners are all bought and paid for by George Soros once again. Do you not realize that every single one of you in this country are being accused by your government, your representatives, your employees as a terrorist? Do you not realize when it comes to gun legislation, it's the exact thing that they're doing today in parallel to that of 9/11 and the TSA and what they're unlawfully doing? Do you not realize that the crime that allegedly took place last week at Parkland High School? Do you not realize that they are accusing you of the crime and the crimes that took place in that public school? Again, let me add the word allegedly that day. Because if that wasn't the case, then why are they constantly trying to get you to debate, to gut the pith and marrow of your God-given rights? Friends, if you would pay attention closely to the details, you'll always find the devil there. All of you Trumpites are beginning to see the true colors of Donald Trump. No surprise here. But for him to suggest that we'll go ahead and pass the bills and then go through the process later on, that's the act of tyranny. That's an act of a tyrant, friends. And when the American people begin to take the time, the short amount of time that it will take, to understand that you need to have the knowledge of your founding documents, and when the American people begin to understand that and take the time to do so and understand the price paid for your freedoms, in which hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms and the rights that you have. Remember, freedom is given to you to do not what you want to do, but to do what you ought to do. And what you ought to do out of gratitude because of the sacrifice, both in the spiritual first and in the natural, you wouldn't allow tyranny to get a foothold in any sense of the word. America, it's time to understand that your Second Amendment is under attack relentlessly by criminals. You need to understand that your First Amendment is under attack concerning the Bill of Rights by criminals. All of your rights that are being encroached upon are being encroached upon by ignorant, lawless criminals that are not working for you, their employer, but rather they are working for special interest groups to disarm you in the face of an enemy that the media has continuously inundated you with concerning the Muslims. Oh, which, by the way, for those that did not know, going to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you do know that over the last 3 years, out of the two of the 3 years, the Muslims have been the number one mass shooters in the United States of America. In the United States of America. I didn't say Germany. I didn't say France, but they're using the crimes of illegals and foreigners and even those that are homegrown, going back to the Second Amendment, to accuse you law abiders of the crimes that have been committed. Why would they do something like that? Well, Joseph Goebbels, propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler, remember they had to disarm their people and they did so. And then came the massive roundups and exterminations and the camps. Just accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. And that's where we're at today. Accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. Which brings me back to Parkland and the alleged shooting that took place there in Florida. We all know that David Hogg, this young man that's been used over and over and over again, a useful idiot, a propagandist, an ignorant little child is what he is. But the media has christened him to try to convince you through emotions to go ahead and bring forth more gun legislation without a bit of evidence. Without a bit of evidence. What is happening now is the sheriff, Scott Israel, in Broward County is being uncovered like crazy. But again, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known, Luke 12:2. And we also know through the book of Proverbs, it tells us that they'll be taken by the cords of their own iniquity. And now that they're being uncovered again, the American people are just going to give them a pass again so they can perpetuate another crime, a false flag crime, on another day. And therein lies the problem. But going back to David Hogg, I shared with you yesterday that there's a brand new video out. Just give it time. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself, America. I'll say it again. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself, and it's exactly what's happening with David Hogg and the narrative concerning the alleged shooting at Parkland High School in Florida. They are being uncovered. Their narrative is falling to the ground. No matter if the New York Times and Washington Post and MSNBC and ABC and CBS want to go ahead and prop him up, I want to say this. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again, and it's on the rise. When I come back on the other side...
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California, and its surrounding suburbs. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 posts every day, folks, coming at you live from senior editor Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and 13 other affiliates from across the country and contributors. Also wanted to let you know you can jump over on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, Bradley Dean. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. Go to YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube. Do check that out for your sakes, folks. It's great information. And again, it brings about the resolve. Folks, we're not just magnifying the crime, we're magnifying the law against the crime, establishing righteousness through judgment. Isaiah 51:4. Read that when you get a moment as well. Also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. We are set up on Comrax, live out of LA, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Bradley? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We can all say true that. During the first segment, I was highlighting the fact that there are stores now going ahead and acting on new legislation that mysteriously hasn't been passed. It's interesting also as well, all you Trumpites out there trying to justify Donald Trump, talking about how these things need to take place before legislation or through the proper channels of we the people before passing any legislation concerning anti-gun legislation. And of course, friends, it's not about disarmament. It's not about gun confiscation. But folks, they are relentlessly going for every inch that you're willing to give them. And keep in mind, friends, the Hegelian dialectic, two steps forward, one step back, you gave them another inch, and then you wonder why, America, your backs are up against the walls. Your rights are not for sale. America. They are God-given. Your rights do not come from the privilege or the generosity of the state, because your rights didn't come from the state. And furthermore, keep in mind, one more time, those that serve we the people work for we the people. We do not work for them. And saying that, to say this, I want to jump over to what I was just highlighting concerning David Hogg again. I want you to think about this, and I will say this as slow as I possibly can. Do you remember last week, when this all came out, they used a student named David Hogg, who was caught on video being coached by the media as to what to say, when to say it, how to say it, and what to say. Again, friends, even standing in front of a green screen on some of the videos. And it was interesting, because once he came out, everybody began questioning everything that this kid was saying, and who he was, and why was he on the West Coast and on the East Coast. It's all been verified. There's no question about it. The questions that people were raising were very valid. They were justifiable. And here we have the major media networks all christening him, and anybody that dares speaks out against David Hogg, by the way, he is a child of a former FBI agent. That doesn't work for him, for the most part. And again, not laying a broad stroke and accusing everybody that's in the FBI as being bad. No, the fact of the matter is, we've seen what starts at the top goes to the bottom, and we understand that James Comey is corrupt from the top to the bottom, but we can imagine what's at the bottom concerning the FBI. So we have every right in the world to lay questions concerning the narrative that was being set by the CIA-controlled media during that alleged school shooting in Florida. Well, David Hogg was then the one that they wanted to christen. They kept highlighting him. And people were asking questions here and there to everything that this kid was saying. And then we find that Facebook and Twitter and YouTube scrubbed any eyewitness accounts, anything that contradicted, anything that was objectionable concerning the narrative that the CIA-controlled media wanted to lay. And David Hogg just happened to be their little poster boy. This useful idiot was their little poster boy. And he's a little wise guy, but he's also a little liar, friends. Now, as I said earlier, patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. I want to take it a step further, because I want you to understand, folks, now I shared some content with you concerning David Hogg and videos that reveal he claims his sister had two friends killed, then three friends killed, then four friends killed. Okay? You heard me correctly. So yesterday, it pulled up. I actually went online and found the videos that were still posted. They weren't pulled because they haven't been found yet. But when I pulled up these videos, I noticed, and I'm going to give you verbatim as to what he says from the first video to the second video to the third video. And then there's another video that just came out, friends, where David Hogg again is being coached by the media that 94% of you decry as nothing short of a bunch of liars who don't know how to tell the truth. And by the way, America, that is not freedom of speech. That is called crime, because they don't have a right to lie. The video contains several clips. The first one comes from February 17th, 3 days after the shooting. This is what Dave Hogg said to the cameras on cue. And by the way, he's not even a good liar. He said, "Sadly, my sister lost four of her friends." The next clip that appears in and on is from February 15th, one day after the shooting. He said, "However, my sister, who is a freshman here, she had two of her, like, best friends die," he is heard to say. And in the third clip, which occurred on February 16th, Hogg is heard to say, "The amount of deaths I've had to deal with, my sister having three of her best friends die." See, this is what happens. And by the way, all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire as well. 1 Corinthians 6:9, read it when you get a moment. Read God's moral law, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Deuteronomy 20, Romans 13. And again, use a little common sense. But he doesn't have his story straight, yet you have individuals in government that are trying to create new, what they call, legislation to gut the pith and marrow of your Second Amendment concerning your right to bear arms and how it shall not be infringed upon, knowing that these are the people that are now being busted over and over again with David Hogg, it's been since day one. So they're attempting to pass new legislation premised on nothing but a bunch of useful idiots that are being found out to be the liars and the criminals for who they are. So why do you have corrupt politicians creating new bills to infringe upon your rights? Again, as I said during the first segment, I can't find anywhere in any founding document where they actually have a right to infringe upon my right anyways. Again, the Bill of Rights is the thou shall not concerning those that serve we the people. And again, let me remind you, here is the answer to the problem. Article 2, Section 4, remove them. Lawfully remove every single one of them. They're not there to uphold their oath, to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. No, they are found to be the very enemies that they're to stand against. And if you expect them to turn themselves in, America, that's just not going to happen. Now, I want to go to the next video because that's not all. David Hogg, if he's a crisis actor or not, is completely irrelevant. He is an actor. And not only was it demonstrated in a previous coached interview that I talked about and I played for you last week, but yep, there's another video showing him being coached and telling him not to curse on camera. Being told not to curse on camera. Because he's hanging out with his good old pals on cue, asked a question, and he gives the same answer. This time he swears about it. And he has the number wrong once again. But these are the people, and this is the kid that the media has christened, and yet he is being found as he's cross-examined by America as to be found as nothing short of a liar. When I played the audio for you two times last week, David Hogg couldn't even say his lines. I had to make clear to you that what he was saying was not cut up, it wasn't chopped up, it wasn't edited. That was him forgetting what he was supposed to say, when he was supposed to say it, and how he was supposed to say it. And the coach, you could hear clearly saying, "That's okay, David. That's okay, David." And then he began to tell him what he was supposed to say, and you could audibly hear him say that as well on the videos. These were all censored. These were all scrubbed by Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Folks, that is criminal. But what's even worse than all of this, friends, is these are the people that are being used in an attempt to disarm you. Why are politicians bringing forth new legislation premised on liars like this? It's a question only you can answer.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California, and its surrounding suburbs. If you'd like to call in, we are set up on Comrax, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Tim Brown just posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com again, take the guns first, go through the process secondly. This is all coming from Donald Trump. I have been laying to your candor, America, knowing all the well the premise that the media has laid through the likes of David Hogg, where he has been found to be a liar over and over and over and over again, where he has been found to be coached by the media over and over and over and over again, friends. You have corrupt politicians, and you even have the President of the United States of America talking about new gun legislation. Donald Trump said, take the guns first, go through due process second. You, hey, all of you Trumpites, you can't justify. See, the Bible says, pay attention to what people do because you know them by their fruits, Matthew 7:16. It doesn't say pay attention to what they say and ignore what they do. Because with Donald Trump and politicians in general, what they say and what they do are two different stories. And here again, we're finding out just that. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to continue on with the people that are attempting to set this narrative. And I want to go now to Broward County, and I want to bring you to the Sheriff's Department. Broward County officials, listen carefully, opened 66 investigations of of misconduct under Sheriff Israel. You can go online and find pictures of him and President Barack Hussein Obama, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Hillary Clinton. Anti-gunners from A to Z, including himself. The Broward County State Attorney's Office launched over 66 misconduct investigation by sheriff's deputies going back to 2012, reports journalist and Fox News contributor Sarah Carter. Good for her. Many of the claims against officers ranging from, we're talking about Broward County, friends. We're talking about Broward County. I'm looking at a picture of this Scott Israel, the sheriff there, friends, where they took a Lamborghini and they marked it up. They branded it with Broward County Sheriff. I'm wondering where they got money to do something like that. I'm wondering where they get the time to entertain themselves during the work hours, the work days. I'm trying to figure out how that is. I mean, is it crime-free in Broward County? Or is it that they just took a break and they got into their new Lamborghini that's worth probably about $350,000? Is that your tax money, Florida? But to take the time, take pictures with a big smirk on his face, Scott Israel here. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Scott Israel has talked about his exhibition of excellent leadership after this alleged shooting. Keep in mind what I'm talking about. His excellent leadership has been open investigations 66 times into his department. He also has compared himself to Gandhi. He's a lunatic. He's a reprobate is what he is, Romans 1:24. He's compared himself to Martin Luther King Jr. He's compared himself to Abraham Lincoln. And even the former coach for the Miami Dolphins. I mean, what is this guy feeding on? Well, I want to tell you, maybe you can help me with this, okay? Because I can already tell you what he's feeding on, and it's not the right things. His officers, ranging from drug trafficking to kidnapping, happened to be under the watch of the beleaguered Sheriff Scott Israel, whose office is once again now under investigation over allegations that his deputies failed to allow first responders to treat patients at Stoneman Douglas High School following the February 14th massacre, which allegedly left 17 dead. Folks, I'm talking about the deputy. I'm talking about 66 investigations against his deputies, ranging from drug trafficking to kidnapping. Folks, and these are the people the media got behind and pushed their narrative on you in an attempt to disarm you is my objective here today, is to prove the point. And by the way, they're proving it for me. That's all I have to do is share the information with you. There's even reports that not only were police told to stand down, but the EMTs, the ambulance drivers, first responders, were told to stand down because kids were bleeding out. And see, the more casualties, the better it works for their political agenda. Now, you can call it what you want to call it, but friends, if you know anything about history, what I'm telling you right now is history playing out on a daily basis in this country. But doesn't this all remind you, and I want to go back to this too, because I want you to hear this. You again have the President of the United States of America in this country saying that we're supposed to first take the guns and then go through due process. And they're, folks, through the leading of opposition, and you know this. I mean, yesterday what I was talking about, friends, in part was the fact that the only thing anybody knew in this country is something happened in a public school, and we were told that there were 17 students that were shot dead. And as I shared with you in part yesterday and last week, without any evidence, we have all of these politicians in this country calling for gun legislation, accusing every gun owner, law-abiding citizen in this country of the crimes of a criminal with a gun that allegedly shot 17 kids. You're guilty, America, is what they're saying. And I want to remind you that there's false flag all over this situation in Florida. There's no getting around it. There's no getting around it. Now I'm giving you information, folks. I mean, within 2 days, go back a week, 2 days, they were talking gun control the first day. CNN had a national debate on gun control. CNN, who has less than 2 million viewers a day, whose president resigned in the last 5 years because the ratings were so bad. The state-controlled media overall believed by less than 6% of this country, and somehow or another, they had the American people at the gun debate table through a national debate called forth by the likes of CNN. And the president of the United States of America saying, take the guns first and then due process second. And you still have in your mind, all of you Trumpites, that he's not a part of the plan. You have got to be out of your mind. You have got to be out of your mind. Now I'm giving you the information again. Hey, folks, by the way, the truth and the eyewitnesses and the ear witnesses, keep in mind, were all censored. Because, again, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube removed all of the videos telling you the truth as to what they heard and saw inside of the school. They censored that. They scrubbed the internet completely. The media overall attacked anybody that spoke out against the narrative as a conspiracy theorist. We gave it a week, and now we're beginning to find out who told us and who's perpetuated all of these lies. So now we have this week the fruit of these individuals, not only on audio, but through 66 investigations concerning the Scott Israel, who is a lunatic in mind and in action. His very deputies himself themselves are being called into question 66 times for drug trafficking and kidnapping, and you want us to believe what they have to tell us? Are America, are these people kidding me? Are they kidding you? Just think about what I just said to you. And now we're finding out who these people are. Now they're going to begin to backpedal. Now they're going to begin to try to defend it. And you know what's happening with most of the conservatives in this country today? Again, yesterday's liberals? They won't dare talk about it. Even when they have the facts laid out on the table for them like they do now, they still won't talk about it. And they'll wait for another one to happen. And then another one to happen. But I'll tell you again, let me just remind you, when all of this stops is when one of their kids gets it. Then they'll begin to investigate for themselves. Isn't that a sad scenario? What happened to us looking out for each other in this country, America? What happened to what real love through Christ exhibited? What happened to greater love is no man this, no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends? No, these people, today's conservatives, won't even tell you the truth about the issue because they don't want to be called into question, because they don't want to lose their sponsorship, friends, to fund their golden calf for their own little private selfish lives. They want to play the paper tiger. They want to play the paper tiger that's willing to maybe say a little bit, but not too much, and they will definitely not get out and about and be a part of the answer and get with the people. Nope, they won't do that. They'll just keep you debating between what the left and the right is doing unconstitutionally and unlawfully. I don't know if you know this or not, but I was at CNP many years ago. I'll tell you what I'll do is I will tell you the story right when I get back. It took place in Florida, Tampa Bay, Florida. during the RNC, not the CNC, forgive me, but the RNC, and I confronted a radio show host on this very topic. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the end of the Sons of Liberty, friends. We have with you, truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, again broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California. Just highlighting the group of liars that have been used to premise a debate over guns. Not only is there holes in everything from the beginning to where we're at right now, a week later, and it has false flag fingerprints all over it, friends, concerning the shooting in Florida, all over the place. But also going to Scott Israel himself and sharing with you during the last segment that he has had 66 open investigations for misconduct. And again, many of the claims against his officers range from drug trafficking to kidnapping. 66 open investigations. This reminds me of Hillary and Billy Bob Clinton. This reminds me of Barack Hussein Obama and Michael. This reminds me of what corrupt individuals and where they get the idea that they are demigods. Because the people fail to hold them responsible for their crimes. I shared with you yesterday, can you imagine Nuremberg trials? after the first offense from Adolf Hitler, if the people, 8 million people in Germany would have dealt with them, there wouldn't have been a second one. And there definitely wouldn't have been a Holocaust because the people didn't tolerate his crimes. But they did. And they learned the lesson after destruction took place, after they departed from God, after they gave headship to a man rather than Christ, who is the king, to take the reins to destroy the country and the people in Germany. And, oh, and by the way, if you look at what's going on in Germany right now, this is just branch off the tree. Janet Merkel's doing the exact same thing in a different manner. She's destroying Germany. But isn't it amazing how these politicians, they get away with all these crimes? Now, truly, if you had a thankfulness for those that fought, bled, and died to give you what you have today, if you were truly sorry for the loss of these 17 individuals that have allegedly been shot and killed in Parkland High School, why would anybody have to tell you to get involved? Because people that are truly thankful have a zero tolerance for crime, because they understood that those that sacrificed themselves died magnifying themselves against the crime. I mean, when I'm sitting here looking at this picture in particular of Scott Israel, the sheriff, who's had 66 open investigations in a Lamborghini, flags go up all over the place, and what begs the question is, where did you get the money for that Lamborghini? Is that some sort of a payoff because you proved yourself to be just as corrupt as those that you're allied with? Because when I look across the web, I can find pictures of him with the corrupt, from the left to the right, from the top to the bottom. America, you're simply being laughed at because of what you tolerate, period. These are the people that are laying the narrative. In America, one of the greatest when I think of what the media just did last week with Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and all the networks together, calling anybody and everybody a conspiracy theorist to raise questions concerning who's laying this narrative. This was about as telling could be. Not of the corrupt, but of the American people that just looked the other way because the media that you don't believe told you so. It has been one of the greatest displays of hypocrisy concerning the American people that I've ever seen in my life. Now all the while knowing who these people are, even going up to President Donald Trump, within such a short amount of time to act on new gun legislation, all the while knowing the fruit of those that are laying the premise. Wait a minute, America. Isn't Donald Trump, isn't he the one constantly telling you? Isn't he the one on the campaign trail that constantly tells you the media cannot be trusted, that they're a bunch of liars? Isn't Donald Trump the one that tells you you can't trust the media? But it's the media, Scott Israel, corrupt politicians behind him, and this David Hogg, little lying, ignorant kid that are laying the premise, and yet now we're supposed to believe everybody and everything they have to say because Donald's in agreement and they're in agreement with Donald. I thought we couldn't believe the media, Donald Trump. But yet you're talking and acting just like him right now by saying that we take the guns first and then we go through due process. Man, you got to get your story straight. I can't wait until your head quits spinning because I want to see what direction it's going to be. But I can tell you this. I can help you stop where the Constitution starts and stops because that's my duty. When you do the right thing, sir, I'll be the first one to stand with you. But when you do the wrong thing, sir, I'll be the first one to stand against you because I have a duty and an obligation before God and man to do so, individually, corporately. But I can't do it corporately until I first do it individually. I was talking to a friend this morning, talking about how all the conservatives are justifying Donald Trump. You can't. They're unprincipled people. If you have friends like that, folks, what are your enemies like? I mean, because with friends like that, you know what? You're better off without them than you are with them because they don't walk in the truth. They don't have any light in them. Great is the darkness. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Herodians and the Pharisees. Herodians is the doctrine of corrupt government, friends. And he said, if the blind lead the blind, they'll all end up in the ditch. Yep, but the problem that you're going to have, America, for you allowing this to take place, is you're going to be disarmed in that ditch. And you're going to be unable to defend yourself from the next tyrant that wants to take the people's White House. Because you didn't figure out that the media gave him all the attention and the attention that he needed to get into the people's White House in the first place. And many have said, well, we just voted the lesser of two evils. Well, who put the two evils up in the first place? I mean, it's not like they're opposed to one another, because we know Donald Trump said that the Clintons are good people after he won the people's White House. And he doesn't want to hurt them. They're good people. You can't justify it. You just can't. When I was at the RNC, when Mitt Romney beguiled and deceived what you call today's conservatives again, which are just pathetic. Let's just call it for what they are. Today's conservatives, for the most part, are pathetic. They're a joke. They are the problem. And I knew that right when I started doing tea parties, by the way. Because of the compromise, because of their unwillingness to actually lay themselves down for the good of their country. No, they weren't willing to do that. They want someone else to lay their lives down, like a bunch of politicians who are so willing to lay down the lives of your children when it's wartime, yet not their own. The problem lies within the modern-day conservative, no question about it. The modern-day professed Christian, no doubt about it. But Mitt Romney deceived the American people with the help of the media to put himself in a position to be possibly the next president of the United States. And notice during the debates, he said nothing to expose Barack Hussein Obama. And he surely didn't talk about Obamacare, because if you looked behind the curtain, you would see that Romney, along with Jonathan Gruber, the architect of RomneyCare, they were the ones that actually brought about what Obama was proposing through Obamacare. And now, by the way, Donald Trump is now attempting to bring forth through American Health Care Act. It's the same bill. And the same people. Just a different name. Different jersey. That's all. But it was interesting, when I was there, there was a radio show host there out of Minneapolis. And I remember hearing on a particular radio show, him bring up my name, and he began to talk about me. And I listened to him for a couple moments. It was short. But he took a shot at me. And when I seen him at the RNC, because I was on Radio Row doing interview after interview, attempting to awaken the older generation who are being deceived once again by Barack Hussein Obama and Romney. For example, they all believed that because Barack Hussein Obama had so many people on welfare that for some reason or another, he was going to lose. I said, you've got it all backwards. He's creating dependence. Do you think they're not going to be loyal to their master like a bunch of dogs and slaves? Of course they are. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 24. See ya.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.